This week, The Guardian Australia reported on the case of an Iranian woman named Fatima and her 17-year-old son. Like many others, they've languished for 5 years in the notorious camp in Nauru after being picked up at sea trying to reach Australia. Fatima waited 18 months for critical heart surgery, but refused to be separated from her son, who's described as suicidal. Finally, both were flown to Taiwan, where the operation took place, and where both were also treated for depression. A psychiatrist found that the son's mental condition was caused by his detention, but against psychiatric advice, 8 Australian Border Force officers picked up the mother and son in Taipei earlier this week and flew both back to Nauru. In a video interview last week, Fatima told The Guardian that her son said, "Let's attempt suicide together." She said he believes the only way to freedom is death. She also said her son was told that he and his mother would be resettled in the United States, but it appears that all refugees from Iran and Somalia are being refused for resettlement in line with President Trump's immigration ban. Last week, Ian Rintoul of the Refugee Action Coalition said an Iranian woman attempted suicide in Nauru after her application was denied. Afghans, Rohingya, and Pakistanis have been accepted, but Rintoul says there appears to be no future for hundreds of Iranians and Somalis. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.